Harper One and Harper Audio present That Bird Has My Wings, the autobiography of an innocent man on death row by Jarvis J. Masters. Read by Corey Jackson. To my life's best friend, Summer Lynn. To all those who have lost someone by an act of violence, to the memory of those whose lives have been cut short, to the memory of those who have been executed on death row, and especially to those who still have the opportunity to make choices that will take them down a different path. Author's note. This is a work of nonfiction. The events and experiences detailed herein are all true and have been faithfully rendered as I have remembered them, to the best of my ability. Some timelines, circumstances, and the names and identifying characteristics of some people and institutions have been changed to protect the integrity and/or anonymity of the various institutions and individuals involved, and especially to protect the orphans and foster children I have known, who have a right to tell their own stories if they so choose. Though conversations come from my keen recollection of them, they are not written to represent word-for-word documentation. Rather, I've retold them in a way that evokes the real feeling and meaning of what was said, in keeping with the true essence of the mood and spirit of the event. Forward. Pema Chodron. All Buddhists take a vow not to cause harm, and some go further. They vow to do anything in their power to alleviate suffering, the suffering of everyone, without giving in to biases of like and dislike, worthy and unworthy. My dear friend Jarvis Masters has taken both these vows while on death row in San Quentin prison. He took these vows from his Tibetan Buddhist teacher, Shagdu Tulku Rinpoche. In my 35 years as a Buddhist, I have rarely met anyone who took these vows as wholeheartedly as Jarvis. Yet this dedicated man, this loving and compassionate man, didn't acquire his immense empathy and courage without undergoing great suffering himself and causing great pain to others as well. When I first read this story of his early life, it was sometimes so painful that I had to stop and take a break. I kept wanting things to go differently for this promising young boy, but the blunt truth is that things didn't go differently. The story Jarvis so compellingly tells actually happened, and it's still happening to countless other poor and traumatized children. Jarvis told me repeatedly that he felt he had to look closely at his formative years for his own sake and for the sake of all the other children like him who would recognize themselves in his words. He hoped that by telling his story, he might help them to avoid making the mistakes that had brought him to San Quentin. He knows there are millions of children just like him who are intelligent, kind-hearted, and full of potential, and who can meet that potential if only they have support from their struggling families, decent schools, safer neighborhoods, and mentors to guide them. He longs to be such a mentor. Even without this book, Jarvis is already a role model for many children. He gets so many letters from adolescent boys who are going through what he went through in one way or another, that even in prison, it's difficult for him to find time to answer them all. Some of these young people are in juvenile lockups, and some of them are the children of prison guards who see their fathers bringing the violence of prison home with them. Yet true to his vows, Jarvis tries to say something to each of them that will make a difference in their lives. Once, when I was visiting him at San Quentin, Jarvis told me that something was troubling him. He knew that his personal story, with all its confusion, violence, and pain, is all too common. As he put it, whether you ask a prison guard, an inmate, or a person on the street, they'll all agree that such a life is that of a man who is likely to end up just where I have, on death row, waiting to be killed by lethal injection. So how, he asked me, will anyone believe I'm innocent? It seems, in fact, that he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?